I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Yarmouth is going Irish on Saturday when the Cape Cod St. Patrick's Parade takes over 2 miles of Route 28.
This is their 12th annual parade, and it steps off at 11 a.m. at Bass River Sports World, which is at the intersection of Long Pond Drive and Route 28 in South Yarmouth. There will be bands and floats and Irish step dancers and Clydesdale horses and antique cars and other entertainers, and that's all going to go west over the Parkers River Bridge and end up at the Town and Country Motel. Leading the parade as Grand Marshal this year will be Brandon King. He is the defensive back for the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, and he's going to be bringing the Pat Patriot, the team mascot. After the parade ends up, there's going to be more than 20 restaurants, bars, and other businesses that are going to be open for celebrating, and there'll be complimentary trolleys running up and down Route 28 from 3 to 7 p.m., and after that, from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m., the Yarmouth Police Department is activating Operation Safe Drive Home by offering free taxi service home from any Yarmouth-licensed liquor establishments.
Wellfleet Preservation Hall has a Bright New Stars concert series, and Friday night's show in that series is by a trio called The Ladles.
Well, this is a folk group made up of three women who are songwriters and performers on their own, and they met at the New England Conservatory of Music's Contemporary Improvisation Program. They use their voices and acoustic instruments, including a fiddle, guitar, and a tenor banjo, and then perform three-part harmony on music that blends swing, old-time, neo-soul, and choral sounds. And that show is at 7:30 on Friday at Wellfleet Preservation Hall.
TV has the show Dancing with the Stars, but Cape Wellness Collaborative has set up a fundraiser called Dancing with the Docs that people can experience in a variety of ways Saturday night.
There has been a lot of rehearsing going on for months with 10 doctors and 10 dance instructors who are their partners to prepare for this benefit competition. They've got judges for the show, and it's all part of a big fundraiser starting at 6 o'clock Saturday at Willow Bend Country Club in Mashpee. Tickets to that event are $250, but the competition can also be viewed live on Cape Cod Community Media's Channel 99, and there's going to be two viewing parties set up at satellite locations at Seaside Pub in Hyannis and the Loft Restaurant at the Cove Resort in West Yarmouth. So there's different ways to see how the docs do on the dance floor.
And looking ahead, for those looking for Celtic music from a different tradition, fiddlers Natalie McMaster and Danelle Leahy will perform Monday night in Harwich.
Their concert is called Visions from Cape Breton and Beyond, a Celtic celebration, and that starts at 7 o'clock Monday night at Monomoy Regional High School. Both musicians are from fiddling royalty from Nova Scotia, and then they got married and had their own family, and some of their children are going to be performing with them on Monday night. The two of them gave the title of One to their first CD together to signal the idea of joining their musical heritages, and they are expected to perform some of the music from that CD on Monday, along with both of them playing on their own.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.